Warning, the following podcast features stunts performed by professionals. Accordingly, us, the producers, must insist that no one attempts or recreates or reenacts any stunts or activities performed by these professionals talked about on this podcast. Hi, I'm Dante Vanni.
And I'm Nate. I'm the co-host here, too.
And this is the Wool Earth Podcast.
Welcome.
All right, now that we're leading in.
Let's open another can.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dante's opening up another can.
Oh.
What is
that?
That's what woman is probably...
One, two, three.
Some more of the same. We're both having a Sierra Nevada
easy IPA. Sponsor.
I guess yeah, no sponsorship here. Just a clear shout out to Sierra Nevada. Yeah. If you're listening,
they do some good stuff. I like their hazing. This is not what the show's about.
So where did we leave off? Jackass 4? Is that where we are now? We have a guest with us just now. Just walking in.
I had a can open. I was like, is that beer?
Do you want a beer?
I'm about to work out, but are you guys doing a drunk review?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit of a drunk review.
I love that. Carry on.
No, okay, alright.
Oh, there you go. That.
I don't know if I should cut that or leave that in. No. But it's funny.
Honestly, just like they did with Jackass Forever, leave it in. Let the cut speak for itself. In Jackass Forever, I will say, I feel like they did one take stunts only.
Yes, they did.
It was like Ring Around the Rosie, and then everyone sits down.
The musical chairs? Is that the one?
Yes, musical chair. Yes. Rob Dyrdek introduced it, and he was like, all right, so how many times are we doing this? And then Johnny Knoxville is just like, this is going to be like a one-off.
I'm Rob Dyrdek, and this is Musical Chair Bags. Incredible, fine young men, new talent, war dogs. War dogs, new talent. One of them's about to get blown sky high. The rest are going to get really lucky and just sit comfortably.
Our DJ for the day is Miss Rachel Wolfson.
Wee Man's going to space.
Shit.
Wow.
Man, Wee Man. I'm sorry, man. How many times do we get to play?
Oh, this is probably a one-er.
Oh, no. Shit.
What happened to the dance?
He's doing already.
Wee Man is not happy.
He's not happy.
Wee Man, come on.
Man, there's spirit in it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, this is a one take thing.
Oh. All right. You can kind of see the disappointment in his eyes, like slight disappointment, but also like, all right, I got to laugh this off.
I would have loved if they did three takes. This one, the musical chairs.
Okay,
the reason I think that would be amazing. Take one person pops off.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Take two, who's it going to be? Oh, another person. Then take three, everybody. Nobody sees it coming because they're all expecting just one to go up. And I was like, that's what it should have been, because then the surprise really would have added a layer of anticipation that
throws everything great.
It would have just thrown everybody.
Fucking awesome.
that's what I was like.
I'll cheers to that.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Awesome. Okay, so the movie starts out with the Godzilla penis. For me, it felt very soft comparative to the other ones.
It's okay. Like, the issue
felt very staged.
Yes,
and it felt very soft.
It didn't work for me. It's not that I didn't think it was funny. Like, there was definitely funny moments of it. I just didn't... Okay, so if I could bring up every other Jackass movie that we just mentioned... I don't need to talk about the TV show. But okay, first Jackass movie opens with the grocery cart, slow-mo.
That was fucking
smoke
hilarious.
Blowing up, and they're in a giant cart, and then the cart dumps over. Yeah, everybody gets a cameo moment of, like, a slow-mo shot and their name. Jackass 2...
Bull Run.
The Bull Run. Slow-mo, everyone gets a little title card of them, in the movie. Jackass 3 did the slow-mo, and everyone was doing like a similar skit that they did either in that movie or in a previous movie. The intro was so great and so awesome. It just pulled me in and it hyped me up for the movie, just more excitement of what we're getting into.
Yeah.
And then when I watched this fourth movie, I was like, this didn't pull me in. It didn't hype me up. It didn't get me more excited. It was just like a gag.
Yes, I felt exactly the exact same way.
It's to me, the farthest thing from Jackass that we've ever seen of him doing like a...
Yeah, it just didn't feel natural. You know, it didn't feel like that. Like the stakes were raised.
Yeah.
Like with the Bull Run, like they're literally running for like...
That was great. Like, and the song they put...
So they're not being trampled, you know?
Yeah. And this is the other problem. I don't mind the human ramp. That's the very next scene we see.
I thought that was so boring. It was like, yeah, someone might break a bone from this, but like you're just piling dudes on top of dudes. And then putting a board on them and watching a BMX bike rider.
Like, yeah, it was kind of like, it's okay.
What's that new dude's name?
You want the new crew?
Yes.
New cast members, Poopy, Zackass, otherwise Zack, Eric Menaka, Jasper, or Rachel Wolfson.
I honest to God didn't like any of these
really?
People. Okay.
I like Jasper. I thought he was funny.
Poopy's was...
And Poopy was kind of funny too.
Kind of funny because he was... dumb, like,
yeah, like, okay,
the
so
dumb test,
so like, yeah, funny. Dumb, yeah, that was gonna say, okay, so we start so off,
that was good,
we start
that's
off
the third
movie
skit,
we start off the movie with the Godzilla, then we do the human ramp. I didn't like the dumb it, I highlighted
that was
it on
funny
here. That one was funny.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville, welcome to the dumb game. Our lucky contestants are going to be answering trivia questions. All these questions are on a fourth grade level. If you get them right, you're safe and in the clear, and if you get them wrong, oh boy. Okay, first question. Poopies. Jenny has 2 plates of 12 cookies. Frank has 4 plates of 6 cookies. Who has more cookies?
Jen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't do math.
I felt like they probably could have put that in a different spot, but I did think it was a funny
okay
one.
Just so you know, the Paramount Plus subtitles only come in black.
I noticed that.
And
you
very
can't
small
see shit.
And you can't see shit.
It's like, how the hell are you going to read
can't
that?
Can't see shit.
It's definitely important to be able to hear it, because otherwise, how are people going to be able to listen to our podcast?
Idiots.
Okay. Continue. So yeah, the dumb game was really funny to me.
It was really good. I really liked it.
The way it was handled from beginning to end, I thought it was hilarious. And that bit worked for me.
I love how Johnny just flipped the switch on Aaron.
Like, he constantly hit the wrong button. I was like, oh, sorry, Aaron. That wasn't supposed to go off. Which Aaron we can speak of in a little bit. But
Aaron got the shit into the stick in this movie because he was in every single, like almost every single skit that was like really ball related.
I didn't even think it was ball related because I think ballsy is better to put it.
Ballsy, yeah. All the ballsy ones.
I mean,
yeah,
there was a skit in there that had nothing to do with his nuts, and I still thought it was ballsy with the...
Are you talking about with the bear?
No, I wasn't even going to get to that one. I was going to say the spider helmet.
I forgot about
that
one. That
was crazy! Okay, so, like, they do the human spider helmet. They said whoever loses has to get bit with the spider. And Dark Shark loses.
I know.
And they still put it on Aaron.
I know.
And Knoxville says he was like, I don't want to bite that convict. Like, I don't want to, like, make things harder for us. Yeah. So I'm just going to make Aaron do it because he will.
Oh my God.
I want to jump to another one. After the Dumb game, they did a little thing with Steve would come out of the bathroom and they threw a volleyball at him. It was all right. Yeah, I didn't care about that one. Wow. I did like the one the very next one after that, The Silence of the Lamb. That one was probably like one of my favorite ones
Wait,
of the whole movie.
Is that the one where they like trap the dudes
in the
dark room and then
they turn the lights off?
That was that fucking genius.
That was hilarious.
Genius.
Yes.
So today we're going to bring the cast into this room 2 at a time because they think I'm doing a rattlesnake stunt. But that's just a ruse to get them in here so we can lock the door, turn out the lights, and make their life a living hell. This is Silence of the Lambs.
Why are we the only ones in here now?
There's a door, Dave, over here! Dave, this way!
Yeah, right!
Dave, this
Fuck
way.
That door! Fuck that, there's something bad over there,
no,
probably.
I promise. You're on your own, then, fucker!
That one was my favorite.
That was genius because some of them were freaking out just because it was dark and they couldn't see anything.
But they were told there's a snake in the room
and it
falls.
Yeah.
And then there's people
zapping
them with like little cattle prods.
That was so perfect. And I was like, oh, finally, they found the door. And then
Oh yeah, that was because, no. I loved how Aaron finds it, and he's like, "I found an exit." And then like his teammate Dave was like, "Yeah, sure. Yeah. So convenient. You just happened to find an exit. I don't believe you. I'm not going there." And then he's like, "Oh shit, I got bit." And then Knoxville's like, "Okay, come with me. We're gonna like get you out of here." And he pushes him into another room, and he falls, and he's like, "Oh shit, where am I?" And then he like gets up, and he
turns over a fucking thing.
He puts his hands and his stomach all over this table that has just covered in
rat traps.
And then he just decides to climb over it for whatever reason. Then he says he thought it was the exit or whatever, the table breaks while he's on it.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. Okay, so what was furniture shopping? Was that the one where
they went in the shop and the old man gets like hit, flies into flies the ceiling into the,
okay yeah
it was okay it just that felt like right. It just felt like bad grandpa all over
it,
again.
It seemed like a waste.
The problem this movie has, it doesn't have hardly any audience that they were like able to prank because of COVID. They filmed this in 2020.
That makes sense.
So there's like two or three skits in the whole thing. Two?
Two.
Okay, so the first one was
the furniture store.
And then the second one was Knoxville with the electric machine.
There might be three.
Because
of the toilet.
There's three. Okay, yeah, there's three.
I was like, is this lady an actor? Like,
that's what I felt about half the bits of the public ones.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
The toilet one also, I was like, do people don't question there's a toilet just sitting there?
Well, I mean,
at a yard sale? Why would anybody have a toilet at a yard sale?
I wouldn't sell a toilet. That doesn't make any sense. Unless you're selling a toilet to like get another toilet that is like much fancier. Like,
fancy toilet.
Like, I don't know why I the can't fuck believe, you would have that. I mean,
it's weird that we're even talking about what toilet to get. But no, it's just like I never thought we'd talk about it. But it just felt somewhat scripted. With like,
yeah, all three of those felt scripted.
Yeah, they kind of. And I bet. Well, no, I can't say it. I felt like they might have been because COVID. They can't really. You know what they probably did, and maybe I'm wrong. They probably hired someone to say, "Hey, I need you to like come to this house. We need someone to be here while we sell this, and can you be watching the products or whatever?" Or I don't know, something like that. They probably had somebody that was kind of staged pranking, and it didn't work for me. Three of them were not funny. The funny thing is, we're talking about what we saw in the movie. We don't even know what was cut out. What could have worked better, or what. You know, because the thing is, you can watch something back and be like, "Oh, this isn't that funny because so and so got hurt," or "This is hilarious. We're gonna keep it." Because I wonder if there's going to be extra takes that we haven't seen of Silence of the Lamb, of them being like trapped in the dark.
Oh, I was like, "Whoa! The movie?"
No, the
it's called The Silence. I completely forgot.
Did you notice in The Silence of the Lamb? Just jumping back to that. Did you notice Pontius in the background?
Yeah, he was just dancing.
Doing the Silence of the Lamb thing.
Yeah.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yeah. But, okay, moving back on to...
Where are we at?
Like, who did you just kill on my Lego set? Oh my god.
Dog Ock just fell off.
Oh my god. Are all his tentacles still there?
Does he only have four?
Yeah, he has four.
That's fine. That's right.
Okay, good. By the way, I have the Daily Bugle, and Nate, who is a very expressor.
What the heck? How do you put
this? Don't worry about it. Just.
This won't go back.
Just try your best.
All right.
Live your best life. Knocked one of my Legos off on the Daily Bugle. Okay.
It just happens to be right next to where we're recording. It's not like I went out of my way to go walk over and hit it. I can't. All right.
It's okay. I'm not like... Oh, I see what happened.
He like flew across the room. Anyways,
top tentacle got tangled with his bottom tentacle. Do you have that problem in bed?
With tentacles and the... This seems like another topic. All right, where do we leave off?
Okay, so the next one is The Quiet Game.
They're all dressed up as mimes.
And had, Rachel, this is, Rachel, I think, the first skit that we see Rachel Wolfson as a mime, and she licks and a taser. And Poopy was in. And Poopy's was in it, and he gets kissed Steve-O by his, was in yeah, it. Yeah, and he gets attacked by a skateboard.
This is the quiet game. The object of this game is to remain completely silent. So confidence is very, very high with our third contestant, Steve-O, for the skateboard guillotine. All right, on three.
Stop! I forgot to be fucking quiet, dude.
Well, we have our winners. And we have Steve-O.
Or it's a guillotine, really.
It's a guillotine skateboard.
Yeah. And which, by the way, did you notice the promotion there? He had he was just promoting his own skateboard brand.
Was he?
Yeah.
I couldn't read it. I was more focused on, like... Because
the subtitles, you couldn't read it. I think he made that bit so funny because he's like, ah! And then he just realized that he shouldn't be making a sound, and then he lost. And I kind of wanted him to win, but I was like, because he's like the alumni, and they're like the new, but like
the and guy then kissing afterwards, he was like, I completely forgot.
He was like, oh yeah, I forgot I was playing a game. I thought the girl kissing or not kissing.
I think she did a fucking bang up job.
Not only did she do a good job, she didn't even make a sound.
She didn't make a peep.
I was like, wow, okay, like, damn.
Yeah.
And then the guy has to kiss the snake. That was nuts. It was funny, though, but apparently in that skit, I don't know if you know this, we have a guest in this movie that shows up later that we haven't covered. Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Was
yeah.
in the slap. In the bicycle bike or whatever you call slap. That. But yeah, bicycle slap. We'll call it that. Yeah. He was supposed to be in the silent game, and he was supposed to be the one that kisses a snake. And I think it probably would have been funnier if you did that skit. But
Machine Gun Kelly probably fucking pussied out.
You think that's why? You might be right. He's not in it, though.
I don't know him personally, but yeah. It just seems likely that a rapper... He's a rapper, right? I don't fucking...
He's a rapper gone punk artist or whatever.
Whatever the fuck he is.
He's a musician.
Who gives a shit? The point is, like, I feel like... they're more likely to pussy out because it's not their job. You
definitely
know?
Not, which is why I think it would have been hilarious.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
And his skit was okay. I honestly think his skit with Steve-O was funnier because of Steve-O.
Okay, so how about this? There's a ton of small ones.
Yeah, we don't have to cover everything.
Zach Cactus Jump. All right, whatever.
Actually, they read... Okay, so the only thing I want to say about the Zach Jump was that was in the first Jackass movie. And they redid it, and it was Ryan Dunn in the first movie.
I'm Ryan Dunn, and this is the BMX Tug of War.
I'm surrounded by cacti. For fuck's sake. It's cacti! It's cactus. Whatever it is, it hurts!
It's hilarious when Ryan did it. I'm not necessarily trying to put down Zach, because to go anyone to have to jump onto a bunch of
cacti.
Is a bunch of they take balls, but they also have to deal with a bunch of crap. And but what Ryan added to when he did it, it was funny because he just laid in the cactus and didn't get up. So Preston was in a chair. I can't talk without my hands, and nobody can tell this without in the podcast format. But yeah, I talk with my hands. Anyways,
Green Goblin down.
I'm not going to touch anything anymore. I don't want to break anything. So, yeah. So, Ryan was tethered to Preston during his bit in the Jackass first movie. And he rode a bike running past Preston and went into a thing of cacti or cactus. Okay. And Preston was pulled, yanked off of the chair, and then he fell into it. So,
yep. All right. So,
but they didn't do it the same way, so whatever.
Yeah, it was more of him just running and jumping, right?
Yeah, it didn't really add much.
Next is a cup test.
Did you notice that, listeners can't really see my notes, but if you notice in my highlights, you notice I don't highlight the last one, the last part of the cup test.
Oh, it's because you didn't like it.
That part wasn't as funny to me. Everything else.
No. Okay, I thought they were going to stop.
Which part?
At the hockey. At the hockey thing?
That's the part that I stopped.
Yeah. I thought they were going to stop there.
You agree with me then. Like, okay.
The punch from like the person that throws like the hardest punch.
They should have right ended with that.
Like, that should have been it. Yeah, that should have been done.
That should have been one and done. That I thought they were going to put it out of order. If I was to edit this, I would put that last, and that would be the end.
Well, okay.
Softball, so then hockey, then punch.
It goes punch by the heavyweight champion, I think, of the world at the time of filming. And he throws, like, the hardest punch. He throws the heaviest punch of anyone ever recorded of the time of filming.
Almost 20 years ago today, we filmed the original cup test. And now, 20 years later, we're still doing the same stupid shit.
Francis hits harder than any heavyweight in MMA. It's insane.
Does Aaron know this?
No, I told Aaron it was a lightweight. I didn't tell him it was a heavyweight. Jeff and I forgot to mention that.
That's not a fucking lightweight. What are you guys talking about? What's going on here? You guys...
This is the cup test.
I love how you're smiling at him.
He literally dents the cup that Aaron is wearing.
Yeah.
Then they go to a softball pitching. The first one she misses because Aaron flinches.
Yeah.
And he takes it to his thigh. Then he mans up and actually takes it to the genital region.
Left and the right nut.
Oh God! And he crumples,
any man would.
Yeah, like a sack of potatoes. Then he gets padded up in hockey gear.
Where do you think he's going?
He's going to the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, he's not going to the desert?
No, he's going to the fucking.
I mean, I would guess so, probably.
Nah. He's going to a fucking hockey rink, and the dude is taunting him the entire time. The hockey player that hits him right into Aaron's head. He looks like he's seen.
Do you think that was an accident?
No, that wasn't an accident.
That was like mocking, like, or
he said taunting. He was like, "The next one's going to your balls. Fuck you, Aaron."
Yeah, because you know that because you read the subtitles.
No, I couldn't read the subtitles because fucking Paramount has them in black. He fucking slaps the fucking shit out of that thing. Aaron crumbles.
Does he get a goal?
He gets a goal. Literally, he slaps. He makes Aaron go into the net.
It made contact,
and it goes like you would hear at a hockey rink.
Please tell me that's it. That's where it
should have ended. For someone's balls, the worst thing for humans history. His friend, one of his close friends,
Davey Lynn,
bounces a few times on a board right next to Aaron. He comes down, he lands directly on the intersection of where the cup probably ends and the G-string starts, or like...
it's too specific, but okay.
like right where it starts. And they show the fact that
Are you tearing up?
No, I'm feeling the pain.
I mean, it's a little painful to think of.
The pogo stick goes into the ground.
Okay? This is a little too descriptive, but okay.
It goes past his balls into the ground.
Yeah.
Balls have to be in there somewhere. He ruptured his ball sack.
What's funny about that?
That nothing.
That's why I didn't think this bit was funny at this part. At this point, the funny, like, died out. No, I don't...
I think that's what they were going for, though. I think they were, like, going for, oh, that's funny. That's funny. Oh, God, that's funny.
No, that's not funny anymore.
And then, oh, God, that's... Oh, I'm sorry that this podcast is so descriptive right now, but...
It's just gone a dark direction.
It's gone very dark.
We gotta sorry. We gotta change it up. Maybe we should open another can. Go on.
Okay, that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Do you have a bottle opener?
It literally hurt me. It's a dick.
Oh, okay, we got the dick bottle opener.
Dick bottle opener.
I can't open this at the same time because we only got one opener, so we're gonna have them twice. So you wanna wait? Hold on a second.
Who would do that to themselves? Like, my soul hurts for this dude. Jesus. I can't, man.
That was the one I did not want to include. It's fine that you added, but it was not the funny bit.
I had
bit.
To talk about it. I had to. It literally scarred me.
I don't hate this movie. I will rewatch some of them. Yes.
Okay.
It is.
How about, since we're already...
Three beers in
and an hour and a half in. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but we're going to cut out some of this, so like they're not going to...
Right.
Have to hear everything.
Okay, the next one I thought was really cool because they brought in a Mythbuster, right? I thought that dude...
Are you serious?
That guy was from Mythbusters, right?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
Okay, maybe
I didn't watch Mythbusters.
Maybe he wasn't. He looked like the white dude from Mythbusters. Adam Savage or Raw Guy.
We'll probably find out later that you're right, so let's just admit that you're right.
I don't know. I don't want to admit I'm right.
It is the guy.
It is.
You're right.
I knew it.
Looked it up.
I knew it.
It's confirmed. I just Googled it. See, and you're right.
I should have just stuck to my guns. Anyway.
I told you were right. You just didn't want to be right.
I didn't want to get it wrong. Don't spit it out on the thing to Google, okay?
I've already knocked over like three things on this thing. Nobody
you
want to
knock over
it.
Daredevil 2?
No, I don't want to knock over anything. I should probably lean somewhere else. That was not me. What? It's on the ground somewhere.
Okay. Clean it up after. Okay. So we're getting a little ham up in here. I haven't drank in forever, so three beers is.
It's been like 2 days for me. 3 days maybe.
So they use science to light this fart.
Oh yeah. I forgot we were talking about the fart.
At first it wasn't working, but then after a while finally reached the spark and there was a huge boom. I thought it was kind of cool. Alright, moving on.
Alright,
so we talked about the next one, the spider helmet. That one was funny.
I remember him being like freaked out, and then they were like, take it out, like, and then he like froze up, and then they took... I thought the spider was going to bite him when he was on him, but nothing happened.
I thought it was a tarantula. Tarantulas don't.
I mean,
really...
tarantula. No, but it was the tarantula that bit him. Well, it bit Aaron.
Yeah, but they don't like. They aren't like. If they're not provoked to bite, they won't bite.
Yeah, you know? Which makes sense.
If you own a tarantula, they don't have those. Like, I think maybe I'm just spitting out my ass.
Do you mind if I go use a bathroom real quick?
Nah, go for it. Oh, shit, the marching band. Oh, God, that scene was Johnny Knoxville and a lot of the other main guys. They're all dressed as marching band dudes.
Hello, my name's Johnny Knoxville, and this is the marching band. Ladies? Man, that was fast. All that practicing, right out the window.
I feel like I'm coming back to myself, but I can't remember nothing.
I didn't hear a word you said, so I don't know what I missed out on.
Oh, I just explained the skit, the marching band, where they all kind of circled and then just kind of jumped on treadmill and flung.
You know, the treadmill thing, they did that.
They jacked themselves up.
They did that in the Jackass TV show. They did it in Jackass 3, and they did it in Jackass 4. So it was a very, like, familiar, nostalgic thing that they've done before. The problem I have with it is the positives of, they did something new. They did the band dressed up in band uniform and the instruments, because the skits they did before that, they never did in that way, so that was funny. But it ended up being more they just got a bunch of injuries from, and in a way I'm like, why did it stay in the film, except for like, I guess like the part where Steve was like, oh yeah, my tooth, I don't know, I just...
Like I said, yeah, like, they just jacked themselves up, and it wasn't, like, very fulfilling to see.
Yeah, it didn't add a lot, other than that's the one scene that Bam Margera's in.
What?
Yeah, he's in.
Whoa,
the only scene he's in.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, Bam Margera, that's the only scene. Okay, so the Jackass 4 movie, going into the, like, production, behind-the-scene production... Bam Margera was there during the production of the movie, and they started filming the beginning of 2020. 3 months in, they shut down production, and they didn't start again until August 2020. And then he was fired in October 2020.
Why?
And the movie finished production in December, 2 months later. there's more footage of him in the movie that they had filmed together than there is without him. Yet they only use one scene with him. There's
where was he in the lineup?
He was the second one to go. So first was Steve-O. First Knoxville, then Steve-O, then him. He might have been third. Sorry, what? I might be wrong. Yeah, he was in the first three. And the first person that walks over to Steve-O when Steve-O's on the ground is Bam. He bends over and asks him, "Are you okay?"
And they cut it?
And they cut the angle showing his face, so it shows only Steve-O. You can only see Bam's arm. You can't see... And you can tell it's Bam because he's got his tattoos. You see all his arm, and he's like, "Hey, you're right." And you see his arm coming down.
I was wondering whose tattoos those were. I was like, damn, wait. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So next one was the Eric Andre coffee. That was fucking hilarious because everyone got punched in the face and dick with just like inflatable bags of air. That was great.
That was funny. But it's only like a 5-second length thing, so it can't go on for too long.
I don't remember what the Preston speed bag was.
That was his balls. He had his balls hanging through a little hole
that we sat on.
And it wasn't funny, and I didn't like it.
I hated that.
Yeah,
that
it didn't add anything. It was just that like, was bad. Okay, they're punching his balls.
Okay, all right. And then the bicycle backhand with Machine Gun Kelly. That happened with Steve-O. Steve-O and Machine Gun Kelly went on to some what are those things called? They're like workout bikes.
Here with Steve-O and our special handsome guest star, Machine Gun Kelly. This is the bicycle backhand, and it's a competition. The faster you pedal your bike, boom, someone's going to get launched.
You might be younger, taller, better looking, richer, more talented, but motherfucker, I could ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They actually, Steve-O wins. I think it's because Machine Gun Kelly was trying to take off like his jacket halfway through.
Did you
something.
Do you actually want me to tell you what happened?
Because rig it?
Yeah,
they rigged it. Then
so what happens is they told them is you run faster than their hand will slap them. But what actually happened is if you run faster, it slaps you. So they have it so whoever runs faster gets slapped themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So it didn't.
That's fucking hilarious.
He just made himself.
I like that. So he did win.
He just fucked himself. He did. Technically. He did win, but he
his
lost.
Reward was horrible.
Losing. Yeah. But that bit wasn't that funny, except for
it wasn't.
For Knoxville saying like, "Oh, we should have told you. I didn't introduce the instructions clear enough," because he was like, "Wait, I thought I won. How did I lose?" So that was really funny.
I liked how they did that with some of the skits where they just did the prank to someone who wasn't expecting it.
Yeah,
right off the
it kind of just like threw it off, but it was a nice, refreshing take on it.
And then they did the triple wedgie, which was fucking hilarious.
I'm Wee Man, and this is the triple wedgie. 3, 2, 1, jump!
They had Zach. Funny. Ass, Preston, and Wee Man.
Yeah.
And obviously Wee Man got the brunt
Which
of
the
it.
The triple wedgie is a retake on the first movie's wedgie.
Yeah.
So you remember
I've seen
that one. You remember who did the first wedgie? It was Rab himself. Do you remember Rab?
Probably not.
Okay. He did the original triple wedgie. Actually, it was just the wedgie.
It was just a wedgie. They showed it in the credits, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they did. And not only that, he was there when they did the triple wedgie. He was the cameraman.
Oh, was he?
He was the producer. He left.
Oh, cool.
He left Viva La Bam, was no longer in the Jackass franchise, and then he made like a reconnect with Knoxville and Jeff Tremaine.
Okay, cool. The only reason I really liked it was because Wee Man was like up there, like
he was
just
like floating.
He's like, "Give me down, give me down." And then
I think
Knoxville
give a great
was
reaction.
Like, "Perfect little angel." Just I thought that was great. And then we had the Scorpion Botox with
Rachel.
Yeah, and that was interesting.
It was funny. Mostly the commentary was funny more than the skit itself.
Hollywood has long put tremendous pressure on women to look youthful and sexy.
I'm Rachel, and this is Scorpion Botox.
This is actually my first time performing this procedure, to be honest with you.
Oh my god, that
singer's
huge.
Boob job.
No, I don't want it on my boob.
I can't take him off your boob unless you give me permission.
I can't.
I'm giving you consent.
All right, time to get stuck in the face.
Oh, my lip is so fucked up, you guys. I feel fucked up.
But she looks great.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments of that skit was the fact that the scorpion fell off her lip and landed on her boob, and then everyone's freaking out, and then they were like, someone said something about like, oh, it's on your boob, you're gonna get a boob job, and then she's like, get it off, and then Pontius is like, I can't touch you, I don't have permission, and then she's like, you have my permission, and then he like takes it, and she's like, consent.
I like that
made it hilarious.
I said it earlier.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Stop honking.
Chris Pontius drank semen.
Again.
Yes, thank you, Jesus
Christ. Okay. I was like, we got
to stop drinking, Jesus Christ. And then, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Shut up! I really enjoyed the skits that followed, the electric tap dance, and then...
Oh, yeah. That one was funny.
That was funny, that because one... they had... Fuck.
God, what?
Damn it.
What's wrong?
I can't remember the rapper's name. They had Tyler the Creator.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize he's a rapper.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
He does like comedy sketches and stuff. I didn't know he was a rapper, though. But yeah, no, he was funny in it. I like the part where he lifts the stool and he's like, what the fuck is this?
I'm Tyler, and this is the electric tap dance. While these beautiful men dance away, I'm gonna give my guy Johnny Knoxville a look, and he's gonna put some pep in their step.
It's gonna shock the shit out of them.
What is this? What the fuck is that?
What is that?
What is that?
It's metal right here. I'm not fucking stupid.
All right, let's go. Quiet,
Jeff should sit on that. Jeff, sit on that just once, bro. Who got the remote? I fucking hate Jeff. Wait, are you on it?
Jermaine.
Like, this is fucking metal.
And they tried to tell him it's a microphone. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, and then he sat back down.
He sat down and he got shocked, I think, 2 or 3 times. And it was hilarious because every time though. He was like, what the fuck? And then he made the director sit in it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was I like that because he was like, fine, I'll sit in it. And it was surprising to see
him. And then right after that scene, they made Dave go do an interview.
God.
And then they did a callback to the...
the semen drinking scene. I didn't even really think it was that funny when he like...
Nah. And then the lie detector.
Oh, that was funny.
Today, Aaron's going to be wearing a shock collar, and I'm going to administer a lie detector test. Are you really allergic to bees?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I think he told the porky.
Ow! I'm fucking allergic to bees, man. I got tested by doctors.
This will keep you immune.
Oh, come on.
To the bees.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm trapped, and you're putting honey on me and salmon? Oh, my God.
I honestly he says his name correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He gets shocked.
He says like, are you allergic to bees?
Are you allergic to bees? And he's like, yes. He said yes, because he is allergic to bees. And then he's like, what the fuck? I just got shocked. I was telling the truth. And then then all of a sudden Johnny Knoxville comes over, pours honey on him, and he's like, you better not tell another lie.
Didn't he put salmon on him?
He puts salmon on him, yeah. And then he just exits the room, and this fucking doorway in the back, it's like a garage door sort of thing. Honestly, that part, if I was Aaron, I'd be like, why the fuck is there a garage door right there? Why is that right there?
Yeah, there's something that sketchy seems about sketchy. That.
Like, why is that
It just
there?
Looks like a torture room at this point.
Like, before I even sit down, tell me why that door is right there, and why does it have to be a metal door that opens up like a garage door? No? Okay, I'm just going to sit in this chair.
I mean, he might have. We just didn't see that on camera. Yeah. I don't know.
Funny enough, the door opens up, and walks this huge-ass grizzly bear.
Was it a grizzly bear?
Or fucking brown bear. It was a bear. It was a fucking bear.
We know that huge. It wasn't a polar bear. We know that.
Definitely wasn't a polar bear. It was not white. Unless it was an albino polar bear.
Whatever. It was a bear. We know that. It was a bear.
And, oh, God. That was...
That scene felt super long. I was like, how long are they going to let this go?
But it was really short.
It was intercut nicely, too. Because you'd see, like, reaction shot and then jump back to them.
And he was, like, ripping the chair, like, crazy. And then, like, they actually shocked him while
he was, like,
with the bear. Like that would fucking traumatize me.
I felt bad for him. When the scene ended and they took the bear out, and he's like, is it over? I was like, how much more worse can it get for him? Yeah. This is just, that was torture.
You promise it's over?
Yeah.
And then they did the magic trick.
Hello, I am Johnny the Magnificent. Today I'm going to wow you with my supreme skills of prestidigitation.
We good, sir? You got exactly what you wanted.
That bull didn't like fucking magic.
He puts, like, milk or something in his hat? No,
the pig semen.
Oh, that was the pig semen?
Yeah, he puts the pig semen in his hat.
They had so much of it.
Yeah, he puts the hat back on. Then a bull literally flattens him.
Yeah, and
puts
then
him into a fucking... He got not a coma, but a
no. He got he had a concussion.
Yeah,
and he was out and for a broken rib. I think it. Yeah, right. Yeah. He broke a couple bones.
Yeah,
and he was unconscious for like 8 minutes, and they said that was like super gnarly for them. And he was out for so long. And then when they woke him up, they asked him who's the president, and he said Obama.
Oh God.
Yeah, and so he went through 6 or 8 months of therapy or recovery, and they told him like he can't be doing any more skits. And that was one of, like, they said that was one of his earlier skits in the movie that they filmed. So that's why in this movie, Knoxville doesn't really do much.
That makes a lot of sense.
He didn't do hardly anything.
And they showed the clip from the second movie where he gets hit by a bull.
Yeah, and he was difference. Like, fine. Yeah. He got up and walked off. Well, he ran out, but...
That's crazy. He got racked.
But he's like... 52 now, and that and other one, he was like 20, not the same, or no, he might have been 30. So yeah, he's, you know, 20 years puts a lot on a person, and that's, you know, expected.
Honestly, what was the, like, I can't remember the end.
Okay, this is the point I want to make about the movie.
Okay,
I complained about the opening. The ending, it just cuts to credits. So, like, they end with the... What? The
they do the Vomitron.
Vomitron. There's nothing else after that. The Vomitron, they just get on this, like, merry-go-round. Right. They're sitting there on a chair drinking milk. And then, like, a jet plane flies by and shoots a bunch of rockets or whatever.
Okay, all right. You're not hyping up enough.
These guys are going to get on that centrifuge back there, drink as much milk as they can. We're going to see what happens. This is the Vomitron.
Woo! Oh shit! What's happening now? There's an army truck!
Oh, holy shit! Bomb them into the Stone Age, son!
That's a wrap on the movie.
Okay, so four people get on a merry-go-round. Then they spin it super fast, and they're all chugging milk, right? Yeah. And while this is happening, all of them, the camera crew, everyone kind of disappear for a minute. This whole army crew comes in. It's not actual army.
Yeah, but, it's like Jackass Army.
Yeah, and so like, all of these, like, tank. Soldiers surround the fucking merry-go-round, and as soon as they get off, they just start pelting them with
paintballs or whatever.
Wee Man comes out in this little tank with, like, a huge cannon that shoots rubber bullets at them. So, like, as soon as they get off of this merry-go-round, they have Johnny Knoxville and others come out with little stretchers, right? And some hop on, but they're just getting pelted with paintballs and all these, like, rubber bullets. And then after everything has happened, a jet flies by and explosives come, like, blasts off, right?
Yeah.
So you left out a ton of what happened in the end.
Yeah, but...
But to your point, not much happened.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you did a bunch of flashy things, but it didn't really
nothing happened.
It didn't feel remotely, I don't want to just say entertaining. It didn't feel like good closure. I didn't know it was the ending.
Okay, it didn't feel remotely Jackass.
Yes. Yeah, it didn't.
It didn't feel like a good ending. It didn't feel like a good...
Just a bunch of random crap.
It just felt like random crap.
Yeah, it was just
and maybe that's what Jackass is. Maybe it's just random crap.
I mean, maybe. It just, I think if that's the case, like, they just have had a good run of, like, something that's just worked and they've been lucky with it. And then we get to the fourth movie and it's like, well, it's just not everything's working anymore.
Yeah.
Because the opening didn't work for me and the ending didn't work for me. Yeah. So I look at things and I'm like, the midsection works. But even some of that in the midsection, I'm kind of like, there's a lot of not working stuff, which is disappointing, especially after waiting 10 years. Well, no, actually 12 years for this movie to come out. And to get this, I'm like, this is very mediocre. This could have been a movie that I saw 6 years ago, 5 years ago, less than 10 years ago for the Jackass movie. And I would have been less disappointed because I wouldn't have waited as long. But because I waited so long for something and I'm like, if you're going to wait and you're going to make us wait, and this is all you got, it's not something that hypes us up or
it's not something satisfying. It's not satisfying. It's not something that really actually makes you excited or...
What's the wait for?
Like, it's not something you leave the movie theater being like, oh my God, that ending was crazy.
Yeah, or like, what's the build up for?
Like, the whole movie, like, it's just like, oh yeah, we went to that. Or we saw that.
It's just funny because the other endings of the other movies, it's like just as weird to say because it's like, well, they're not scripted. There's no story. But they always had a climactic, some sort of finale that like felt structured.
I remember leaving both number 2 and 3 talking to my friends about it.
Yeah.
Like, actually like, being like, wow, that was actually like the ending and the beginning and like the stunts. In between, like, these stunts, specifically, were really good. Like, I had a great time watching this. Like, I feel like we didn't waste our money. Like, I obviously didn't say that. But, like, you know, like, I expressed that with feeling. Like, I was like, these are great skits, and I enjoyed myself watching it, right? But this, I was like, yeah, I had a great time. Or I had a good time.
Yeah.
There was nothing to talk. Like, we're talking about it, but I feel like us talking about it is actually longer than the film because.
Yeah. No, we definitely like doubled the film. No, it's not the worst movie I've ever seen. It's the worst Jackass I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah. It's a good movie for. What it's worth in terms of like entertainment value, but it's not good compared to the other Jackass movies because what we've seen in the past was better. But I think there's a little area that I want to like cover real quickly. This is a transition film. And I think that's what I realized after.
Yeah.
The big stars of this movie are kind of in the background or on the sideline for most of this movie. So maybe that's why I don't love it as much because I'm realizing my favorite guys are getting old and so am I.
So maybe with this movie, they're setting up a new chapter, right? Yeah,
that's kind of what
They could be setting up a TV show.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest...
On Paramount Plus.
That's the biggest thing I think it could be.
Like... If they did that with the new boys and like have some of the old boys like be there.
They don't necessarily
have to be in the stunts.
I think I'm on board with all of this. I love all of this.
The biggest complaint I have about any of this is the fact that I waited 10 years to be like, you're on the sideline? Why did I wait 10 years to see that?
Like I said,
I could have not done with that.
Yeah, like I said, without it. In my theories, I was like, if they're going to ramp up the stunts with Steve-O and everyone, that's kind of crazy for their age, but I hope they do. But, like, at the same time, now that I've seen the movie and I've gotten through it, I just kind of hope that they have something. You know, like, they actually can... They could make a series out of this on Paramount Plus, but if you were a critic and you were putting the score out there, what would you score this?
If I was a critic and I was, like, okay, or a little bit of a biased opinion to me is I'm a Jackass fan, so I'm a little bit biased on that, because I'm going to be like, oh, well, it deserves this because I like it. If I was a critic and I wasn't, like, into Jackass, I probably would give this, like, a 48-50, because it was not... there was some stuff, but overall, I don't even think I can say that I, like, ended the movie feeling like that was a good movie. That's, in my opinion, it's the worst Jackass movie. It's even worse than Jackass 1. And Jackass 1, I feel like, is the most mediocre before this movie. Yeah. But this Jackass movie has still fun parts. Yeah. But overall, I'm not, like, at the end of the movie being like, that was overall good. That's like saying like, oh, I like this restaurant, but only if I eat this one, like, appetizer. Yeah, but if I get the salad and rest of the meal, I'm like, well, the hell, or no, even
it's like worse. Going to Red Robin's and only wanting the mozzarella sticks.
Or if I was to say like, I just want to go to this restaurant because I want to order this one drink. What the hell am I going to the restaurant for? I just go to the bar.
Or just learn how to make that drink yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's just like that. It's not a great movie. It's the worst movie out of all of these, in my opinion, but I still was entertained, but I'm not satisfied that it was like anywhere up to where 2 and 3 were. And of course, like 1, I have to include because it's part of the three films that compared
to. So if I was to give it a score, I think I'd probably give it like a 55.
I thought you said you thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Well, doesn't mean it deserves a good score, you know. Like, it was entertaining enough, like, to where I could spend an hour and a half of my life watching it.
So we're
like,
on the same page.
We are.
I thought you liked this movie way more than me.
Nah.
Oh, like, okay.
There were scenes that I liked a lot, but none of them came anywhere close to how the joy I felt or the disgust I felt watching 2 and 3.
Okay.
And Jackass itself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan of Jackass, but at the same time, I feel it just didn't live up to what I would have been expecting after a 10-year gap. But as fun as it has been talking about Jackass for the past 2 hours with you, I've been Dante.
And I'm Nate.
And this has been the Warth Pack
This has been Jackass.
This has been
the Jackass Takeover.
Okay, now this has been the Woolworth Podcast. Please like, follow, do whatever, you know, hit that notification button. Have another drink with us. It'd be an amazing effort if you could go over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review of what you think of us. It would help us out a lot. Share this around. I hope you've had a good time. Please, we emphasize, do not try any of the stunts that we've talked about today. It will hurt.
Especially the pogo stick. God, don't do that one.
I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Okay. Have a good night, day, morning,
whatever. And Paramount Plus, please add the subtitles settings.
Yes.
And if you have Paramount Plus, tell them. If you have Paramount Plus and you notice this,
write a review.
Talk to
Tell them why. Why are they in black? Like, please change this. Okay. All right. We're done. We got to stop.
All right. Yeah. I know. I got to finish this beer though. But I'll just add an outro. I don't know. All
right.
Is that a good ending, or do you need anything else?
I think this is the only ending we got.
Did you finish your beer?
Nah, not at all.
I was gonna say, I was like, I still like have like a third of a bottle.
Yeah.
I was trying to finish this, and then I was gonna say like I'll go after I'm done, but I got a third of the
you
way to go.
You can definitely finish it.
You don't want to record though.
But yeah, definitely.
Let's just stop recording.
Warning: the following podcast talks about stunts performed by.
Start it over.
Warning. The following podcast features stunts performed by Oh my god. Now I can't talk because I'm actually reading it.
That was perfect.
Nailed it.
We're gonna use that.